Hello once again. Welcome to Champions of Destiny. Our study focus for this month is titled Developing the Mindset of Champions. Today we will concentrate on how to develop the champion's mindset. Your mind is the doorway between the spiritual and material world. Having a mindset is like having a lock on the door. It determines what comes in and goes out of your mind. As we have said in the first episode, to develop a right mindset for success is to permit the flow of positive thoughts through your mind, thoughts of greatness and excellence. Our study focus is Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. It says, "In conclusion, my friends, fill your mind with those things that are good and that deserves praise, things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and honorable. Put into practice what you learn and receive from me, both from my words and from my actions, and the God who gives us peace will be with you." According to the scripture passage above, having the right mindset and practice are the keys to success, which is having the best of God, described as peace. See, God cannot back up a man with a faulty mindset because God himself has the right desires and mindset for each of us. Jeremiah 29:11 says he has the right thoughts to give us prosperity and a future full of hope. That is what I call the right mindset. To develop the mindset of champions, you cannot just upgrade your thoughts. You have to unlearn the wrong stuff and then relearn the right thoughts. It is often difficult to unbelieve what one has already believed. It is difficult to undo what society has made you to think about yourself. Example, society taught us to be conformist and competitive. Take the first position in the class. And when you fail in an examination, society labels you as a failure. How many people are still thinking of themselves as failures because an examiner or supervisor called them so? Whatever is counterproductive to a good life has to be re-examined, then push your delete button to reject it. So the first way to develop the mindset of champion is not to allow your environment, which include the persons in it, to decide what you think and meditate on. Channel your mind rightly. Clear off all the garbages around your mind. You are not a failure because you have not gotten that job or achieved the set goals. Do not dwell on the negatives of the past or future. 2. Because your environment has a way of sneaking into your mind, try to adjust your environment by removing yourself from it once in a while and going somewhere else, or take a mind trip to a more desirable place. You can try to remember when you won or achieved something and then go ahead to think how you will win and how to celebrate that win in the future. If you do this, you will feel the adrenaline charge of confidence to start working it out. Number 3. With what do you feed your mind? The books you read, films you watch, people you listen to become the liquid raw material that solidifies into a mindset. Therefore, it is important that you feed your mind with life-building materials, especially the Word of God. Number 4. Think positive, speak positive, and do positive. You see, you may not be able to determine what gets into your mind, but you can influence what preoccupies it. Let the things that preoccupy your mind be only positive things. You can see opportunities in problems, challenges in oppositions, patience in trial, experience in defeat. Words strengthen thoughts, and with your words, practice setting your mind on champion's path. Yes, By exercise and practice, you can set your mind to win. In summary, there are three powerful principles here for developing the mindset of a champion. First of all, you have to imagine yourself in the best light possible. Visualization is key to programming your mind for success. 2. Motivate yourself by talking success. 3. Use positive actions to correct all the possible errors that may come to your mind. Act in the positive based on your preparation. What I mean here is, try to settle all the ifs of your life. If this should come, how would you act? In conclusion, your mindset affects the way you think and live. As Proverbs chapter 27 verse 19 says, as water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart. However you look now, it is a matter of time and your appearance will begin to reflect your mind. To think right is to live right. This will be your portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this is Sam Atu with Champions of Destiny, giving wings to your dreams. Until we meet again, God bless you.